The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are always open for our fair audience. Join us toll-free, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've got at least a smidge of evidence that the January 6th hearings are starting to have some modest impact.
What's
that? Because they've turned Madison Cawthorn against the former president.
Who?
It's pretty bad. Madison Cawthorn? Soon to be former congressman,
Madison Cawthorn? Disgraced Madison Cawthorn, that guy?
Coke-fueled orgy Madison Cawthorn guy? Let me read briefly. As they call him, disgraced outgoing Rep. Madison Cawthorn.
Yes!
Republican from North Carolina has blamed former President Donald Trump for creating a dangerous setting outside the U.S. Capitol during the January 6, 2021 riots. You think? In his recent interview on the Carlos Watson show, the show's host asked Cawthorn if there was anything he would have done differently when he spoke at Trump's Stop the Steal rally in D.C. the morning before the riots began. Here's the quote. Well, you know, President Trump said, I want you to peaceably and patriotically protest. That's good on his part, but if I could go back, I had an opportunity to speak with the president, which I did not. I would have asked that he not send or tell the crowd to go to the Capitol. You know, I think that just put everything in a dangerous setting. Tom, later on in the interview, Cawthorn said that if he could go back and change his own speech at the rally, he would have urged Trump's followers to be more peaceful. You know, is this a regret, like I'm soon to be criminally charged kind of regret, or what kind of regret you think this is?
Well, and I wonder how much he actually is digesting from the testimony. And my understanding is that, you know, Trump was still speaking when the Proud Boys were already, you know, trying to get into the building. I mean, this was not a, hey, you know, let's go rally and something that just got out of hand, as Trump has again also lied about and biggest said rally ever. Over the weekend.
Biggest free speech action ever. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Now, Dom, the less beautiful part, five people died during the January 6, 2021. And Trump supporters injured roughly 140 police officers. The police injuries included a broken spine, a lost eye, lost fingers, brain damage, and multiple cases of PTSD. Four Capitol police officers have died by suicide since the riots. And the rioters ransacked the Capitol, shattered windows while trying to access congressional chambers, smeared feces in the hallway, stole computer equipment, potentially constituting a national security breach, you know, or, as Cawthorn would say, you know, party kind of got out of hand.
Just a little bit out of hand.
It's not a party till something gets broken or spreads feces in the U.S. Capitol, right?
I mean, it's not a party till then. Terrible. What? Really? I mean, what is going through your head when you, you know, like, decide that, what, you're going to take a crap on the floor and wipe it all over the walls? I mean, what? Yeah, very good people on all sides. I mean, this was a planned attack on the Capitol. There was coordination between Trump and the Proud Boys. And I still haven't heard, like, Roger Stone. There's still some gaps, still some holes that I'm not clear on. But I have no doubt that Trump has been involved in every level of this. I mean, he's kind of a control freak, based on my understanding of how he's conducted his businesses over the years. So as more and more information comes out, I fully expect that 60% of the population who think that he should be prosecuted for what we now know, I can't imagine that we are even halfway to the point of knowing all the facts. Maybe 15-20% of the way of knowing all the facts, all the details.
Did you have a nice Father's Day, buddy?
I did, yes. Thank you. How about you?
Well, it was great. I took my father-in-law and my brother-in-law golfing and had dinner with the kids last night, at least those two still living at the house. But, you know, I think I would say, all things considered, I probably had a better Father's Day than Herschel Walker, U.S. senatorial candidate from Georgia.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, kind of like my DNA daddy, which I didn't know existed until very, very recently. Apparently, Herschel Walker had to make some announcements this weekend. He's got something like 4 illegitimate children. 4 and counting. And that's what he'll admit to. So let me read just a little bit from the Politico, because it wouldn't be a big deal. I don't care how, you know, you could be Nick Cannon if you want to be. I don't care how many kids you have. You know, he's got the means. He can probably take care of his own kids financially, although some of the women apparently had to sue him for child support. But this guy has made such a campaign issue about absentee fathers.
Right.
And he is an absentee father.
Of course he is. That's how they do it. What is my worst trait? What am I so obviously flawed in? And I'm going to accuse my other opponents of the very same thing. That's how they roll, man.
Well, Dominic, not only that, but if, you know, you got lots of sinning under your belt, we'll go out before the evangelicals and confess, and all will be absolved. Let me read a little from the reporting at Politico. Nashville, Dateline Nashville. Herschel Walker received resounding applause from the evangelical Christian activist on Saturday following revelations he had fathered 3 children he had not previously discussed publicly. So I got like 3 more kids. Happy Father's Day to me. The half full room of conference goers at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual gathering in Nashville went wild for Walker, perhaps the most high profile Republican Senate candidate this cycle, running in one of the most contested races. In an onstage interview with Walker, Faith and Freedom founder Ralph Reed addressed the recent barrage of news stories by saying, "Democrats in the media were firing artillery at the candidate." Walker in turn said he loves and has never denied any of his children before accusing unnamed forces of trying to mislead his family members. "They didn't do anything but make me want to fight harder because I'm tired of people misleading the American people. I'm tired of people misleading my family." From there, Walker quickly pivoted to the need for America to become energy independent and decried those trying to confuse people with racism over here and the Build Back Better plan over here. The reception Walker received at the conference is an early indication that the self-identified religious conservatives will give him a pass for his biographical detail at odds with their stated mission. Talking about a generosity of language, right? The guy's a total hypocritical Christian, but they're going to give him a pass.
Yeah, right. But that Mike Pence, he didn't show up for the Faith and Freedom this year because, of course, he's Mike Pence and Donald Trump hates him.
Well, Dominic, the former Heisman Trophy winner, stands accused of hiding from the public 3 children that he had with multiple women outside of his marriage. And both Walker and his oldest son, Christian Walker, have been critical of absent fathers. The Daily Beast reported that at least one of the mothers of Walker's unacknowledged children had to take legal action to receive child support payments.
Doesn't seem like he was involved in that particular case, and then they had to go to court to make sure he was involved. So I can see why this would be an issue for him.
Now he's going up against a pastor, Raphael Warnock. He's on the ballot. That was a special election. And Herschel Walker, he's your Republican nominee.
Wow.
Lots of kids.
Good
celebrating.
Luck with that.
Happy Father's Day indeed. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, the happier happy hour. We're rolling into it next.
You are the father.